With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. As the government shutdown drags on, now in its 24th day, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy worries about the strain it's putting on the air traffic control system and the possibility the system could be strained to the breaking point.
Reiterate, we are all about safety, and we will make sure we work every day on that part of our job. But again, I can't guarantee you that your flight's going to be on time. I can't guarantee you that your flight's not going to be canceled. It's going to depend on our air traffic controllers coming in to work every single day.
In the Senate, a Republican proposal to guarantee payment of essential government workers and the troops for the duration of the shutdown has been blocked by Democrats. They've also repeatedly blocked a GOP bill to end the shutdown and start budget talks. President Trump is holding off on a federal law enforcement surge in San Francisco after speaking with the mayor and tech leaders. Mr. Trump says they asked him,
could you do away with the surge and let's see how it works? And we'll do that. If we need to, we'll do it. But it's possible that we won't need to, and we will be focusing on other places like Chicago.
The president is upbeat about next week's trip to Asia and a meeting with Chinese President Xi. Former National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien shares the president's optimism.
The trade situation's going to get worked out with India. They're tough negotiators, but that's going to get worked out. And I think the India-U.S. relationship is going to help contain China. And so I think that Xi Jinping is going to realize that he maybe overplayed his hand and try and get a deal with the President of the United States.
O'Brien speaking with the Salem Radio Network. President Trump is ending trade talks with Canada after the Canadians produced an anti-tariff TV ad that Mr. Trump says is misleading. On Wall Street, the Dow features up 57 points. This is SRN News. A congressman goes after a judge.
Republican Chip Roy of Texas has filed articles of impeachment against U.S. District Court Judge Deborah Boardman, who gave an unusually lenient sentence to a man convicted of trying to assassinate Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Boardman says she reduced the sentence because the convict is a man who is living as a woman, and she believed that prison time would be especially difficult for him. Michael Harrington reporting.
Saudi Arabia has appointed a prominent ultra-conservative scholar as the country's new Grand Mufti, kingdom's top religious scholar. That is not good news for the country's small, persecuted Christian minority. The Grand Mufti is one of the top Islamic clerics in the world of Sunni Muslims, making his pronouncements that much more closely followed. Most of Saudi Arabia's Christians are underground, although the government does allow a certain degree of open worship as well as celebration of holidays. This is SRN News. Well, it's getting less expensive for home buyers to take out a mortgage.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.19%. That's the lowest level in more than a year and the third straight weekly drop. Mortgage rates are influenced by several factors, from the Federal Reserve's interest rate policy to how the bond market reacts to the economy and inflation. Mortgage rates have mostly eased since late July, a trend that's led many homeowners to refinance their existing home loan. Lower rates also helped lift home sales last month. I'm Alex Vega.
The Trump administration has finalized a plan to open the coastal plain of Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil and gas exploration. A GOP bill of tax breaks and spending cuts passed over the summer calls for at least 4 lease sales within the refuge, those sales to take place over a span of 10 years. More details at srnnews.com.